rock my boat, 'cause I don't want my boat to be rocking anyhow.
And welcome back to Boating on the Hudson Radio. I'm your first mate, Randy, and it's been a number of months since we've done this, but in the studio with us today is Ivy Levy from Ivy's In My Kitchen. We're going to do a whole, just in time for Labor Day, boating-friendly segment for all you barbecue fans out there. Hi, Ivy. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Randy. It's always good to be here. Barbecuing. You just can't get enough of it, right?
No, especially on the boat.
I know. We're coming to an end.
Yeah. Don't say that.
I'm sorry.
What do we have lined up for our listeners this week?
Well, I think it's time for something a little different. I mean, I've had various parts of the cow and, you know, sausage, burgers, dogs. But you know what? I've been doing a lot with lamb burgers, which I know, sounds ridiculous. But the truth is, Randy, they're amazing. Hmm. They're different and easy to make and very, very tasty.
Now, this is why are lamb burgers different? Are they different now? Do they have a different taste than what I remember as being a kid?
Absolutely. Most people of our age group grew up with lamb that was just very foul smelling. I have memories of it myself. It was awful. Back then there was, I hate to get technical, but a membrane that was not removed.
Mm.
Butchers remove it today. So lamb is really that buttery, rich flavor that you now smell. All of those old things are gone.
Hmm. So you can buy lamb pre-chopped up at the grocery store?
Oh, absolutely. Depending upon where you live, it's in the refrigerator section of your supermarket. If they don't have it, ask. I've yet to walk into a supermarket that doesn't. You would ask them to grind it for you. And I ask them to grind it in patties because I'm an enormous pain in the ass.
Especially if you're bringing it on the boat, it's easier when it's pre-made.
Absolutely. And the truth is, it doesn't need anything. It doesn't need any seasoning.
Hmm.
I put my seasonings on the outside. When I get the burgers from the store, as I said, they're usually already in patty form. I just press them to condense them and make them kind of solid. I put kosher salt and a little bit of sticks and buds. Anybody else could use just dried rosemary or dried thyme. And that's it. I let them sit for a couple of minutes and I put them on the grill. I don't move them and I really do look for the grill marks before I flip them. If you just make sure that there's a crust line where the grill meets the meat, you'll be fine every time. It'll flip right over. And what you'll end up with is a really juicy burger. By the time you see those grill marks, it's cooked.
Now, is lamb like pork? Does it have to be cooked thoroughly? Or can you have like a medium rare?
Oh, no.
Lamb burger.
Medium rare is amazing on lamb.
Okay.
Oh, now you're talking.
Not a lamb person, so I don't know these things.
You should try it. Honestly, I know it sounds crazy, but I just think everybody should give it a try. You'd really like it, and it's definitely something different. And quite frankly, it goes great on a bun with ketchup. I actually put lemon juice on, but I'm a dork.
Okay, what else do we have?
Well, a real good favorite of mine, Bud Butt Chicken.
Bud Butt Chicken.
Sure.
Explain.
Can of Budweiser. Up the butt.
We'll change that
chicken
later.
Okay. Randy's tradition.
Okay. So how does this work?
That's easy. Just take a chicken, take it out of the bag, shake out the little bag inside with the giblets, reach over, grab a can of good old Bud.
Go ahead. we'll edit out the good old Bud.
Whatever beer you are enjoying at the moment in a can.
In a can. Okay, important.
Open it up, stick it up the chicken's ass, sit them on the grill, shoulders up, close the lid.
And that's it.
That's it. Honestly, that's it. It's very difficult to do timing for chicken on a grill. You have to use your judgment. I'm ridiculously anal. I travel with a meat thermometer, but most people don't.
Mm-hmm.
You just, the juices will run clear. The skin will be tight. I wouldn't put it on there for anything less than 25 minutes, but you'll know when you see it.
Now, very important is to make sure you open up the can before you insert it into the the chicken. Otherwise, we've got problems.
I know somebody who puts herbs in the can. She sticks like rosemary and thyme. That's way too much work.
Well, we just have about a minute left. So what happens? Like, what? How does the beer lend itself to the chicken?
Actually, it steams up through the inside. It's really very, very tasty. I mean, we joke around because it's a silly recipe, but the flavor that it imparts is amazing. And what's nice is it comes up through the center cavity of the bird.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really, for lack of a better word, perfuming it from the inside out. Most marinades are just on the skin, the skin isn't really that permeable.
This is like beer-infused chicken.
Yeah, I know, right? You should probably give it some fancy name and sell it.
Well, Ivy, I think we've given our listeners some great Labor Day grilling tips and ideas for this weekend, and I'm thinking about trying the lamb thing. I really am.
So let me know how you do.
I'll report back to you. Ivy, you want to give out your website before we say goodbye?
Always, www.ivysinmykitchen.com. I know that's long. It's Ivy's in my kitchen.
Thank you very much, Ivy Levy.
See you next week.